It's Sports with Amy Reid.
And watch Fox Sports reporter Mike Yuva on 102.3 The Fox.
Mike, one of the biggest stories this week is of the monoliths that have been popping up. It was started in Utah, then it was in Romania, then there was one in San Luis Obispo. What's your vote for, aliens or a marketing stunt?
I mean, it probably is a marketing stunt, but I want to believe that there's aliens out there, so I'm going to go aliens. And I just don't know how you are not able to get spotted at this point if it is a marketing ploy. So, like I said, it probably is a marketing ploy, but I'm going to say aliens.
I'm with you on this. And somebody, one of my listener friends here, told me that apparently in Romania, I haven't done any of the research or looked into this further. There are people believed to be descendants of aliens. They're like Rh negative blood type or something crazy. I haven't gotten too invested in it, but I was like, oh, cool. It'd be very sad to think in this entire universe that it's just us.
Agreed.
So let's talk alien-like is Kevin Harris. He's looking at breaking a record. If he gets 72 yards in this weekend's games, he'll have 1,000 yards for the season, and he'll join 8 other Gamecocks who have obtained the same record. What do you think the chances are of this happening?
I hope they're high, and the reason why I say I hope is just because, you know, South Carolina is, number one, so banged up. In terms of how many guys they have available, how many scholarship players they have available heading into the last game. And number two, they just don't really have the depth right now because a lot of guys have either, like I said, got hurt or they've opted out. So South Carolina is so thin on both sides of the football right now, and they have a true freshman quarterback. With that all being said, Kentucky's not a team in comparison to what we've seen the last couple weeks with defenses, whether it be Texas A&M, whether it be Georgia. They're a defense you should be able to run the football on, and that's kind of been, you know, the MO of South Carolina when they've won games this year, in a large part because of Kevin Harris. So I think what we're going to see is South Carolina is going to do everything they can to be able to get him that mark. Hasn't happened since 2013. Mike Davis was the last Gamecock to be able to do that, and he's having a pretty good career right now with the Carolina Panthers. I think what the challenging part is in situations like this is that it's been publicly talked about all week. And you have GAs, you know, grad assistants, you have guys that are on that Kentucky staff whose job is basically to just pay attention to what's being said in these press conferences. So they're well aware that South Carolina wants to be able to run the football to get him that mark. So I'm sure there'll be someone on Kentucky's sideline keeping track. All right, he's at 72 yards. Okay, he's at 54 yards. Kind of just giving one of the coaches an update of saying how close they are, because they're going to do everything they can to prevent that. They don't want to be the team in the record book, South Carolina, that says, okay, this happened against Kentucky. But I think in terms of just talent and the skill, Kevin Harris has everything in him to be able to do this mark, and it would be an incredible honor, especially on a year that celebrates the 40-year anniversary of George Rogers winning South Carolina's only Heisman Trophy.
Now, Gamecocks 2-7, UK's 3-6, and for some reason, last Sunday I was watching, I forget the game I was watching, I was like, oh, it's two teams that both have a good, like, winning record, it should be a good game, but it wasn't, it was a blowout, and I switched to the Panthers. Were they playing the Vikings last week, and I can't remember?
Yes, they were.
Okay, so, and then that ended up being a better game, like, down to the wire, so I much prefer, like, to see two teams battle it out, regardless of their record, but do you think it'll be like that for Gamecocks and UK, or do you think it's going to be a blowout in either direction?
I think it should be a closer game for a couple of reasons. One, the talent is similar, or it's not too far off. And I say, you know, the reason why it's tough to say similar is just because, and it's no disrespect to the guys that are still competing, but as I mentioned, there's a lot of players who started on defense who decided to opt out a couple of weeks back once Muschamp was fired. There's other guys who are banged up right now. So when you don't have that talent out there, it's tough to be even. And I feel like going into the season, South Carolina was very leveled and even in comparison to what Kentucky has from a talent standpoint. So I think this game will be much closer. We saw a lot of fight from South Carolina, 2 weeks ago, and Luke Doty came out at quarterback. And, you know, being able to hopefully have a guy like Shai Smith back at receiver will be huge. And I think the other thing, too, is from a defensive standpoint, this is a defense that the guys that are out there, they want to do everything they can to be able to, you know, end the season, run the right way. You know, they decided to stick it out. They decided not to opt out because there's no consequences for opting out this year. You opt out, you're not losing any eligibility this year because of the eligibility relief that they're giving and granting players because of COVID this year. So no one is losing any years of eligibility, whether they play or don't play this year. So I think it's going to be a much closer game. But, you know, when you play a team like Georgia last week, you know, and you're already banged up and you don't have the bodies to be able to go up there and compete against a powerhouse like that, it's going to be tough to keep that anywhere close to a ball game.
You mentioned COVID and how that's kind of affected the game, which leads me, good segue, Mike, thank you, into my next question. Obviously, basketball back, Gamecocks men's basketball, they're in Houston tomorrow. Lady Gamecocks sitting at 3-1. They lost to NC State yesterday, and now they take on Iowa State on Sunday. But as the basketball season kicks off, does this year look any different for the players, whether it comes to practice or traveling? Like, how has the pandemic affected things in the basketball arena as we get into the season?
Well, I mean, just listening to a guy like Murray Garvin, the head coach of SC State, and then you listen to guys like Frank Martin, people that we cover here in our market, they talk about just the nonstop testing. Now, this is obviously something done with football, but you got to realize this is all new to them. You know, yes, they've been doing it the last couple of weeks, but now it's cranked up as the season's going on.
Yeah.
And because of the challenges that basketball present, because it's not like you're just playing one game one week. You know, you're playing multiple games sometimes. You're playing sometimes two games, and then once we get into a conference play in January, you can be playing three games in a week. So things start to crank up a little bit more for basketball. So the challenge is, even though the numbers are smaller, and it's like, okay, well, there's less people, there's less chance of spreading it. Yeah, that's true, but at the same time, too, you have a better chance of having it impact your team and essentially having to forfeit a game or having the game postponed. Now, we haven't seen that yet with basketball, and hopefully that won't be the case. But as we get closer to conference play, what will the protocols be? Because if this continues to happen, because it's possible that that could happen, that a team could get this. And because, like I mentioned, you don't have that many people on your roster in comparison to football, what could that do for games? So I think that's something you have to keep an eye on. But right now, I think more than anything, we're just seeing teams, you know, some teams struggling just to try to find that rhythm. And I think that's one of the things that maybe, you know, struggled USC women's basketball the other night against NC State. They're just trying to find their rhythm because things are just different right now. Even though practices are going on, everything's different. You're having meetings on Zoom, and I think players are just trying to find that groove, which, as I've mentioned before in your show, players are a creature of habit.
Yeah.
When things get a little changed here and there, it's sometimes tough to be able to get into that rhythm. So hopefully that was one of the reasons why South Carolina played so poorly last night, especially in offense.
Do you think it has an effect on players' mental health or mentality? Do you think it affects their game playing at all, knowing that, okay, there's this pandemic going on, and regardless how you feel about it, they're putting themselves in circumstances that they're more likely to catch it just based on what we know. Do you think that has an impact on how they play and how they perform?
Oh, for some players, absolutely. Because sometimes we just don't know what's going on in a player's life.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's one of the things that people overlook the most in college football, in college basketball, I mean, any sport really for that matter in college. Think about it just being a student when you were in college, right? And you could have been going through stuff, whether it's personal stuff with your family, maybe, you know, your girlfriend or boyfriend broke up with you. You have other things that you're juggling on top of the whole school factor, right?
Yeah.
So you have all that going on, and now you're also going out there and competing on the court, and you're trying to be able to help your team win games, knowing that there is a pandemic going on, knowing that the numbers across the country are going up right now. We don't know people's backgrounds always. We don't know if someone is going through a health situation with their mother or father back home or their grandparent, girlfriend, boyfriend. So I think those are those other elements that we don't take into consideration on top of the fact of your own well-being. So I think that definitely plays a factor in some players. Is it an excuse? Excuse might not be the right word. But is that a reason for everyone? Absolutely not. But it's definitely on the mind of some players out there, no question.
Let's take a look at Clemson. They're sitting 8-1. They take on Virginia Tech this weekend. Now, they were ranked in the top five in the latest one that came out, the college football rankings that came out this week. What's the immediate future looking like for them? And is it dependent upon a win this week? Do we have playoffs going on? What's happening?
Well, what we already know is this. The ACC canceled games for next week. So Notre Dame's game has been canceled, their last regular season game, and Clemson's last regular season game has been canceled. And one of the main reasons being is it feels like it's already shaping out to be, okay, it's going to be Clemson and Notre Dame anyway, so let's be able just to get them there, get them to a conference championship, give us an extra week to be able to keep these players safe so that the conference championship game goes on time. I know the SEC commissioner, Greg Sankey, is not thrilled with that, but it is what it is. You know, the ACC is doing their own thing. And now you're in a situation where you have Notre Dame already clinched a spot to play in the ACC championship. Clemson needs the win this weekend. If Clemson wins this weekend, they will play Notre Dame in Charlotte in 2 weeks for a chance to be able to win the ACC championship. And if they do, most likely they will stay in that college football playoff and they'll have a chance to be able to compete for another national title.
Okay, so then if they lose this weekend, all of that goes away.
If they lose this weekend, they still have an opportunity to play in the ACC championship. What comes down to that now is what happens with Miami if Miami loses. So I don't want to give you the popsicle headache, but the bottom line is this: if Clemson loses this weekend, there's a possibility that they won't be playing for a conference title. And if they don't play for a conference title, they lose this week. The chances of them playing in the college football playoffs are absolutely done. They're finished.
So a little bit of pressure on Clemson this weekend, more than I would have expected, to be honest, to be consistently in the top five rankings.
Yep. Mike, you don't hear pressure usually. At least we don't feel like it in terms of the outside with watching Clemson in the regular season. But yes, the pressure is cranked up this weekend, no question.
Mike, do you guys have anything going on Watch Fox this weekend? What can people expect from you?
No, we got a busy week, and we have the state championships for high school football kicking off actually tonight. We'll have some games on our digital channel, 57.2. And then tomorrow, the 5A state championship, Dutch Fork going for their fifth straight state title. That game's going to actually air on Watch Fox. So that's going to air on the regular Fox channel. That's Dutch Fork taking on TL Hanna, a rematch of the state championship game from 2 years ago. As I mentioned, going for their fifth straight state championship. They haven't lost the game in 49, their last 49 games, because they tied one game last year at the beginning of the year against the North Carolina team. But a lot on the line for Dutch Fork as they just continue to rewrite the record books.
That's incredible. Good for them. I hope they pull through. If people want to hang out with you on social media, where can they find you?
You can follow me at Mike_UVA on Twitter. And then on Sunday night at 10:45, Sunday Extra, a look at sports that you won't find anywhere else in the Midlands. 15 minutes. We cover football, basketball, anything locally. We will show you and we'll get you all caught up on the guys that are in the NFL. So make sure to tune in 10:45 Sunday night on Watch Fox.
And hey, Mike, I think it was the Panthers kicker. I can't remember who. He had that like wide left kick that lost the game last week.
And Joe Clyde, yep.
In a press conference, he was, I'm pretty sure, I was putting a puzzle together while I had, the TV on. But he was like, short-term memory's key in this. And I was like, oh, I know that. Mike Yuva told me that.
There you go. See, I don't know what I can really provide that much, but at least I'm glad that you were able to take that away from me.
Yeah. Well, Mike, thank you. And we'll talk to you next week, man.
Sounds good, Amy. Thanks for having me.